finds me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
And it's time now, once again, for Abandoned Manitoba, where we say good morning to Gordon Goldsboro from the Manitoba Historical Society. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Nolan.
Well, what are we discussing this week?
Well, listeners know that in a few days, we will be remembering the sacrifices made by so many Canadians during wartime. And among the reminders of their military service are honor rolls in communities all around Manitoba, among which are ones created by Lionel Lemoyne Fitzgerald.
Ah, yes. I think I remember a story that CBC did about this a couple of years ago. So first of all, let's get into it, Gordon. What is an honor roll?
Well, in a military context, it is a large sheet of paper showing a list of names of people who served in the military, usually during the First World War and Second World War. Honor rolls typically identified with some kind of symbol, might be a cross, for example, those who died as a consequence of their service.
And for listeners who may not know, who is Lionel Lemoyne Fitzgerald?
He was one of Manitoba's better-known early artists. Born in Winnipeg in 1890, he spent most of his life here, based in a home studio in St. James. Now, Fitzgerald worked in real estate until 1912, when, at the age of 22, he became a full-time artist. He taught at the Winnipeg School of Art. Today, that's the School of Art at the University of Manitoba. Well, he was a teacher there from 1924 to 1949, and he was its principal for much of that time. In 1932, he was invited to join the prestigious Group of Seven artists. In fact, he was the first Westerner to join this mostly Toronto-dominated group that was known for its scenes of Canadian nature.
Yeah, we're talking about artists like Lauren Harris and A.Y. Jackson, J.E.H.
Exactly.
McDonald. Yeah,
yep.
As you mentioned, famous for their scenes of Canadian nature. So why did Fitzgerald then focus on doing these honor rolls?
Well, I think a couple of reasons. First, honor rolls are not simply a bland list of names. Most of them are quite ornate and frankly, beautiful as works of art. It would make perfect sense for a talented artist like Fitzgerald to create such works. Second, the First World War occurred just as Fitzgerald was launching his career in art, and a struggling artist, I don't think, could afford to be choosy about the commissions they would accept. Many of the honor roll commissions were lucrative, especially those done on behalf of a company for its staff members who served and died.
Even artists today will tell you that you cannot be picky about which commissions you take. So, what honor rolls, Gordon, did Fitzgerald create?
There are a lot of them, but to give a few examples, he created rolls for companies such as United Grain Growers and the Bank of Montreal. He created rolls for organizations such as the IODE, schools such as Lavarandre and Bannatyne here in Winnipeg, and the public schools at Sydney and Dauphin. He created them for churches such as St. Matthew's Anglican Church in Boisevain, and for towns such as Emerson, Lyleton, Norway House, Oka River, Russell, and many, many more.
I seem to remember in our CBC coverage of this story that the principal over at Lavarandre School here in Winnipeg in Fort Rouge had this in her office, and she was commenting her father was a Group of Seven fan, and so having this piece in her office felt like an incredible part of history to her, and she discovered his signature on these honor rolls. Is that how we know that Fitzgerald made them? Did he sign his honor rolls a lot of the time?
Well, some of them, like the one at Lavarandre, are signed by Fitzgerald. So that's a pretty easy clue. But just as many that we know were made by Fitzgerald are unsigned. We know that he made them, though, because the University of Manitoba Archives has a large collection of Fitzgerald's personal papers. Among the papers is an account book that he maintained for the period from 1913 to 1926, pretty much the period in which he was mostly supporting himself by freelance art. It lists the type of assignments he received. It lists the name of the organization or company that commissioned him, the date, and the amount that he was paid for the work.
I see. And how many of these Fitzgerald honor rolls are out there.
I was first alerted to the Fitzgerald Honored Rolls by Toronto-based art historian Michael Park Taylor. He attempted to track down as many of the rolls as possible, but it was essentially done by word of mouth. And of course, being based in Toronto, it wasn't an easy thing for him to accomplish here in Manitoba. By the time he wrote a paper about them a year ago, Michael had found 9. 5 were signed and 4 were unsigned.
Okay, so 5 signed, 4 unsigned. Does Michael think there are more Fitzgerald honor rolls out there?
Oh, yes. As I said, some may be signed, perhaps inconspicuously, so you kind of have to look closely in some cases, but a lot of others may be unsigned. We know from the Fitzgerald papers at the U of M archives that he created at least 78 honor rolls, and only about 12% of them have been located. The list ends in early 1920, but we know that commemoration of war dead continued through the 1920s. So I think it's entirely conceivable that other Fitzgerald rolls might have been created, but not tallied in his account book. We may have found only the tip of the iceberg of Fitzgerald wartime artwork.
And I'm sure there are some listeners out there, Gordon, that are thinking about a roll sitting in their local Legion Hall or in a community center of some kind, and they're thinking, that looks pretty artistic. I wonder if that is a Fitzgerald honor roll. If a listener thinks that, is there anything they can do to look at the painting and check it out to be sure?
Well, the appearance is one clue. Typically, Fitzgerald's honor rolls have an attractive sort of colored scene at the top. But this is true mostly of the more expensive ones. Less costly rolls might simply have a provincial crest at the top, a colored border around the whole roll, text at the top of it saying Roll of Honor or Honor Roll, and the name of the entity that commissioned it. You know, for example, back in 2018, I was giving a presentation in the community hall at Starbucks. While I was waiting to speak, I browsed the items hanging on the walls in the hall. This is the sort of thing I like to do. You know, it's find all kinds of treasures that way. And among the things I found was an honor roll for the people from Starbucks from the First World War. I didn't think much of it at the time, but at least I had the presence of mind to photograph the roll. Lo and behold, I learned a few years later that it had in fact been made by Fitzgerald. Now, the amount of money that is paid to Fitzgerald for a roll might be a clue as to how elaborate it is. The prices paid for the rolls range from $2 to $58. And the most expensive of these, $58, was made for the Winnipeg investment firm of Osler, Hammond, and Nanton. It, by the way, has not yet been found.
Okay, so we've got the attractive colored scene at the top, perhaps a provincial crest. Are there any other ways to identify a Fitzgerald honor roll?
Well, of course, an obvious detail to look for is that signature on the front of the roll. But probably the best way to check is to look at a list of the honor rolls known to have been created by Fitzgerald that was compiled from his account book. The list is on the Manitoba Historical Society website. You can go simply to the address mhs.ca/rolls, and it'll take you to a full list of the ones we know about. The ones that, for whose whereabouts we know have a link that shows what the roll looks like. It gives a list of the names that are on the roll, and there are, in fact, a few biographical details about those who were killed. Honor rolls that we have not yet found are unlinked. So basically, by looking for the presence or absence of a link, you can tell fairly easily which ones have been found, which ones have not. And you can therefore determine if you may have found a previously unknown work by a famous artist.
So we mentioned that Fitzgerald was paid anywhere between $2 to $58 for these honor rolls. And of course, that was 100 years ago, so I would imagine they go for a lot more today. What might a Fitzgerald honor roll be worth in 2022?
Well, as artists will tell you, the value of their work increases once they are gone. Now, I know of at least one Fitzgerald honor roll that was sold about a year ago as a piece of art, and it went for 4 figures. So yeah, they're pretty valuable. But in my view, the value is not strictly financial. It's much more for their importance as a tangible record of a community's grief over the loss of their loved ones. And of course, today, as we still experience deadly conflict around the world, notably right now in Ukraine, the theme of remembrance is still very relevant, and it should be our focus. this coming Friday.
Absolutely. Gordon, there is one specific honor roll that I want to ask you about. In our CBC article that covered these honor rolls a couple of years ago, the historian involved from Toronto mentioned that there was one honor roll that he wanted to track down very badly, and it was the one containing names from the community of Pilot Mound. I was wondering whether any word or any honor roll has surfaced from that community.
It has not, but one of the things we do have is that when the roll was first unveiled, there was a photograph of it in the local newspaper. It isn't a very good quality copy from the newspaper, but it is good enough so that you get an idea of what it looks like in general. It's one of the ones that has a fairly detailed scene at the top, and then a very long list of names below it. So if people go to the website of the Manitoba Historical Society, they can see what the Pilot Mound one looks like. And I'd especially be very grateful if any of our listeners in Pilot Mound know about its whereabouts. Please get in touch with me, and I'll pass the information on to Michael Park Taylor in Toronto, because he still is fascinated by the work of Fitzgerald, and in fact is working on a book about Fitzgerald, and so I think would be very grateful to hear about any additional discoveries we may make.
And we're grateful to hear about these honor rolls again here on the Weekend Morning Show. Thank you so much, Gordon. Can you give us a hint about what's coming up next week?
All that I'll say about next week's conversation is that it will deal with the rise and increasingly the fall of what I like to call the concrete giants.
Excellent. Look forward to it. Thanks a lot, Gordon.
We'll talk next week. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.